and bunches of other folks. But in the meantime, in between times, I'd like to introduce you to a special edition of Cafe Mofo. It is 9 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Naturally, the board isn't normal. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. The board isn't normal. It's set up for microphones. Okay.
Many gladness.
Well, as usual, we have a few non-functioning things here at WMFO. So I will be doing the show half announcing and half playing music. That comes from a local as well as international choir called Blue Heron, and they just did their Christmas show a week ago, and it was Christmas in Spanish English. So Christmas in Spain, possibly in Espanol, possibly in some sort of medieval Latin. And is a unique program, which is why it takes forever to develop these. What we heard was Christmas in Medieval England, recorded live in concert. This album plays fine at home, but I noticed that there was definite hesitation and glitches. So what can we say? We may try and do some CD cleaning when we get a chance. So this certainly sounds like it should be an old carol. Theoretically, the title is just taken from the chorus, which is Veni, Veni, Emmanuel. And supposedly the tune is 13th century French, though we're not really sure about that. And one of the people who is a terrific musicologist in the area has done quite a bit of preliminary work on old, supposedly old Christmas carols, and notes that actually most of them, even when they used a supposedly ancient melody, the words were almost certainly from the 19th century, and some of the compilations were. So so just to let you know, the Veni, Veni, Emmanuel is Come, O Come, Emmanuel, which many folks know. And the next lines are Redeem captive Israel, who laments in exile, deprived of the Son of God. When I learned this carol, it was until the Son of God appears. And the next verse implores, O Rod of Jesse. The third verse is, Come, O come, morning star. The fourth verse is, Come, key of David. Yes, isn't that interesting? And the last verse finally is, Come, come, Adonai, who on the Mount of Sinai gave your people the law in glorious majesty. So at least it doesn't require that you have a terrific knowledge of medieval Latin. It's only when you're singing in an ensemble like a Blue Heron that you actually, depending on where you are placed in the voices, that you will be spending time rehearsing, in the case of Pamela Dalal, with her terrific little hurdy-gurdy, and then rehearsing with your fellow cantus. So that was more than you ever really wanted to know about that carol. It is the 22nd of December. I understand that many people would like to work up Christmas shows, and you're probably going to have a terrific amount of time to do it in, like in the next couple of days. So since we only have one functioning CD player at this point, just let me take a moment. Oh, it's so nice when you can get things to load, isn't it, though, folks? Now, all we have to do is make sure that it can be read, which is a problem when there is 71 minutes of music on there. Okay.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, Tubby.
Oh,
St. Gary. Family daughters, he's stuck on your back. Without me, dogs running free. Dad's got blood on his head. We gave you our family name. In the lockdown you escaped. Gary Ashby, it was a bad surprise. Have you seen Gary with his tinfoil ball? He used to love to kick it with his stumpy legs.
Thank you.
Well, we know that CD Player One works, despite me trying to recycle CD Two. It's acting exactly like there is a disc still stuck in it, because you can't even try and get a disc in without halfway getting disc error. So, what did we actually hear? That last song was by Courtney Marie Andrews and Kate York, and it's taken from the Fat Possum album Loose Future. For those of you not in the know, Fat Possum is, along with Alligator, one of the two primo jazz blues distributors. Before that, we heard Dry Cleaning by, this is totally misleading, Gary Ashby. It's taken from the 4AD album Stumpwork. And Gary Ashby is actually Florence Shaw, Tom Dowse, Louis Maynard, and Nick Buxton. And John Parrish and did the recording. And it's available on the 4AD album Stump Work. And what was that first one that was so intriguing? Well, that was Robin Hitchcock from his Tiny Ghost album Shuffle Mania. And that was Midnight Train to Nowhere. So Robin is appearing there just as a solo with a couple of other folks layered in with tracks. You can figure out which ones you want. We're coming up to close to the hour, 9:28, the half hour, I should say. And I'd like to have you folks listen to a track from the Bonnie Light Horseman. So this is actually more of a folk album. For those not familiar with Cafe Mbofo, and my DJ handle and Twitter handle is Mofo McDuck. I just do very occasional shows, though in the next couple of weeks I might be doing a lot. So you never know, I might be able to fix some of these little issues going on here. But in the meantime, we at WMFO hope that the music never stops. If you notice the music not stopping and no one speaking on air, please, please, please send a message to friends of yours, and hopefully it will get to us ops folks in a timely manner.
They ask me how I feel. A crowd that's quick to show me sympathy. One by one they all surround me, disregarding space and boundaries. Well, I don't think that I'm gonna let them in. I'll just give them the old smiling. When they line up to ask me what I think, I won't hesitate, no, I won't blink. I'll I'll say just we. Je suis la pomme rouge. There's no story in telling the truth. Je suis la pomme rouge. Their song, it travels down the avenue, up the stairs and right into your room. Turn the corner and gaze at the moon. Through the continent you'll forge your quest. You may fail, but you will try your best. Zen surprise, it may seem. Je suis, je suis la pomme rouge. There's no story in telling the truth. Je suis la pomme rouge.
Our love's a song, our love's the only love. Our love's a ribbon round the morning sun. Kiss me once sweetly by the garden wall. It might last the summer. It might last the summer. It might last the summer, then be gone by fall. Our love is fleeting, our love's flying away. It could last forever or it could last today. Out in the meadow and the shadows tall. It might last the summer. It might last the summer. It might last the summer, then be gone by fall. I'll be a river in a roving high, and I'll be your lover when the moon is high. Above the timbers where the wolves they call, it might last the summer, it might last the summer. It might last the summer, then be gone by fall. It might last the summer, might last the summer. It might last the summer, then be gone.
He's shaking. unloading incense and limes. Sway and serene I am, that the man asked me to take care of them. I take the world's full weight on my tongue. I say a song. Is anything that song? I touch my freezing hand to the drum. I say a song. Is anything that song? Up on the lookout point with my passing. Is anything that's done? I feel the many ifs of the one. I say a bell. Is anything that's wrong? The wind of the sea.
It's 9:45. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. You may have noticed that it seems to be getting a bit cloudy. Well, that will continue on because we are on the first day of an exciting winter storm. Fortunately, right here on the immediate coast, we are only expected to get rain, but we are expected to get very high winds, so there might be power outages. The actual timeline is that we aren't supposed to get the winds or rain until this evening. However, if you have a a lighted Christmas tree and tons of decorations on your front lawn, you may realize, if you're not running a generator, that at some point some of these are going to go out. Hopefully not your whole house. Eversource, which is our local electrical company here in the Boston area, is prepared and actually has folks doing their best to clear limbs from electrical lines before they actually fall. However, they don't go on a private property like Tufts campus here in Medford. We're broadcasting from the lovely Curtis Hall, high atop. And we really mean high atop. There's nothing further up above us except for a huge directional antenna, which points out to sea. We used to make a joke about the fact that our 125 screaming watts could make it to all the sailors in Boston Harbor and not too many other people. Fortunately, once we're able to run on the internet, we're doing a lot better. Because I don't have a broadcasting partner, and because there are certain difficulties here, I'm just going to say what the songs were that we heard and hope that oh, yay. All righty, then. What we heard was Parik and Singe. And I never took French, so my French is terrible. Je suis la pomme rouge. So, I favor or I like the red potato is what it looks like, but that's probably slang for various things. It's by Anishe Parekh and Jivra Singh, and it's taken from the Peace Frog album, The Night is Clear. Then we heard Bonnie Light Horseman with Gone by Fall, and talk about being gone by fall. Almost everyone I know who lives in northern latitudes, the thing, we don't mind the winter, we don't even mind the snow. We mind the ice. We hate that. We hate having to scrape our car windows just to get out in the morning to work. And there are a number of other things. So, but anyway, Gone by Fall by the Bonnie Light Horseman from their latest album, A Rolling Golden Holy. And we finished off with Will Sheff doing Holy Man, taken from the ATO album Nothing Special. I will put all this information on when I get home so I can access Spinatron and Cafe Mofo and not try and diagnose what's wrong with the equipment here. So As I started to mention that I used to have a show which appeared at various times. The last time it was in regular rotation was it was Celtic Twilight, but it was almost impossible to pry the previous DJ off the board to start on time. So I just said, hey, I don't really need this. And not only that, but being an asthmatic and climbing up for three flights of stairs, not fun. So at that time, we had a real live folk musician who frequently appeared at various venues, not least of which was the Medford Farmers Market, has now moved to that hotbed of folk, which is Brattleboro, because many of us from around this area had our Christmas and Yule tastes vastly influenced by Tony Behrendt, who sadly died in January of this year, 2022. And we honor Tony, we sing his songs, we'll be happy to tell you, by all means, check out Noel Sing We Clear, N-O-W-E-L-L, Sing We Clear. Many, many of the musicians are still active and playing at places like Old Songs, just over the border in Saratoga, New York, and of course, Brattleboro. And one of the people, Fred Brunig, was the main fiddler, and his daughter Lauren is part of a four-part harmony group called Windborne, and they have just put together their midwinter show, and you can find some of the cuts on YouTube. So that's it. We'll be going out of here with the Unthanks and the Great Silky of School Carry.
Then one